Welcome to another episode of Min Monkey. On this episode, we're going to talk about Overlord, directed by Julius Avery.
So Overlord is essentially zombie Nazis. That pretty much sums up the film. It was set in the Second World War. A paratroop land in Normandy, France, on D-Day, or just before D-Day, and they're tasked with taking over a church, but they soon uncover that there's secret Nazi evil experiments going on to create an army of super soldiers, which they then have to go in and try and stop. So essentially, I think from the trailer, you got very excited because it looked just like a World War II film with all the costumes good.
Yeah,
they go very serious on the war aspect. Like, if it wasn't for this sort of zombie element, it could be like a proper war film, and then they just insert that horror vibe.
Well, the opening, like in the trailer, especially to begin with, they showed a bit of the opening, and it's a really impressive opening to a movie.
Mm.
Like better than some war movies open, I think.
Yeah.
But there's this moment where there's a distinct crossover, where it's a war movie and then becomes a horror movie. Well, they're wandering around the forest and they find this weird skeletal remains of something and they're like, oh, what's that? And then it's like, loses a lot of the war aspects after that and turns into like a...
Well, I think from the early forest scene you get like there's people hung up in the trees and things like there's definitely a horror vibe going on, the way it's shot and the way it's lit and everything, you definitely get that.
But also, I feel like from that moment... The war aspect is on the back burner.
From the, like, as the film opens and you see the planes flying over the channel towards France, the titles come up and it's done in that sort of retro style that's sort of famous, like, in Tarantino or the Grindhouse films did, where it's sort of emulating an older style of film. So I think from that point you understand that this is not meant to be a serious wartime drama. It's obviously...
But from the opening it feels like a really strong war movie and opens better than most war movies do, but then it really takes a bit of a lull till they get to the castle and it goes full horror with creepy old ladies in the town and creaking doors and talking heads and the castle on the hillside.
Yeah.
And the victimization of the people in the village scared to go to the castle. I feel like then it goes like full horror.
Yeah, I feel like it's clearly like none of this meant to be taken too seriously. It drops you right into the action, which I liked right off the bat. You don't have any build up with like the soldiers at home or getting ready to go. It's like starts in the plane, right, just like a few moments before they see the action of the anti-aircraft guns. And it does that generic sort of war movie thing where you find like just enough about the characters to sort of... to set up the fact that these are meant to be your protagonists, but there's no real deep depth to anybody. And then, like you say, when you arrive at the village, it's all very much the tropes of the evil Nazi scientist and the French villagers that are being oppressed and the castle, almost like a sort of Frankenstein-esque vibe going on. But to be honest, I had a really good time watching the film. Like, obviously it's not going to win too many awards, maybe for special effects, which I thought some were quite good. But in terms of like the plot, it's just very simple, and it's sort of a throwback to, yeah, I feel like an older genre of movie where it's not serious, almost like a B movie, it verges
onto a B movie at places. Yeah, I feel it goes full B movie, but yeah.
I feel like it's a B movie, but with like the budget.
Uh-huh.
That just sort of lifts it up above that. And there's some good horror in there. There's some good sort of like shocks and thrills. And they went all out, I think, with the violence and the gore in it.
Yeah,
a lot of times movies pull back, but this just sort of, if you're going to do a movie about Nazi zombies, just go all out with the horrible imagery.
It's quite gory, and there is a moment, I can't remember which, but I did actually think, nah, I'm just going to look away. I can't remember which moment, but I suppose, so if you're going for gore, it's going to give you that. It is very violent, there is a lot of action, but I would say if you're going for it thinking it's going to be a Nazi zombie movie, which you kind of think from the trailer it will be,
yeah.
I can't even think, you couldn't even get zombies on one hand, because there wasn't that many zombies, really. Maybe three, maybe four. And in the trailer, it kind of implies, you know, there's at least another two, and they're not really doing anything. So if you're going for that, you're going to be quite disappointed. I did think it was a bit silly, not meant to be taken seriously, but that kind of took away from it, because I feel like if they just put a bit more effort into writing, it could have been a lot better. So for me,
so you think they should have tipped it more towards, like, the satire element, like something like Iron Sky, where it just goes completely ridiculous towards the end?
No, I don't think they should have went that way.
I think they could have done more, like, yeah, more stuff could have happened when they got to the castle. Like, it veers towards, like, setting up the sort of thrills and the scary element of them sneaking through the castle more than the action. They get to the action later, but I feel like the part where you're saying it took a lull, I think that was like them trying to build tension of what's happening. They didn't go all out for the action until like the end of the film, whereas maybe they would have been better having set up the beginning with the sort of action opening, just stick with the sort of ultra-violent action sequences throughout, maybe. But overall, I found it an enjoyable film. Like I say, it's one of those films that, like, you could throw on, you don't really need to think too much about it because there's nothing going on there. Pretty much wherever you pick this movie up, at whatever point, you'd be able to pretty easily pick up what's happening and follow it from there. Once the film's finished, it hasn't really told you anything of much value because obviously it's zombies and Nazis, so it's sort of like not meant to be taken too seriously. But in terms of like replicating that genre movie of the evil Nazi scientists, I thought it did a pretty solid job.
I just thought, really impressive opening, but a flawed but fun watch.
So that's our review of Overlord. Thanks for listening. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll be back again with more reviews soon.